Donald Trump will be arraigned in the criminal case against him on Tuesday. Bloomberg has learned the former president will plead not guilty at the New York State Supreme Courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Law enforcement officials are meeting today to discuss security measures to be taken at and around the courthouse. On Thursday, a grand jury determined there was enough evidence to proceed with the case against him. He's accused of directing hush money payments to an adult film star during his 2016 campaign. Trump says the case is a, quote, witch hunt. Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved a new foreign policy concept that sets out to confront the U.S. and its allies. He said today, quote, an era of revolutionary changes is underway in international relations. Putin said the U.S. poses fundamental risks to Russia's security and that most European nations are aggressively trying to undermine Russia's sovereignty. The document also says Russia intends to deepen relations with China and India. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky is vowing to drive Russia out of his country as he marked the one-year anniversary of the liberation of Bucha. On the northwestern fringes of the Ukrainian capital, Bucha had been occupied by Russian troops for about a month, taken as they swept toward Kyiv at the start of the invasion in February of 2022. And in Pakistan, thousands of supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan have been arrested by security officials in recent weeks. That's escalating political tensions ahead of national elections. Friction is building between the current government and an opposition led by Khan, who was ousted from power last April but remains popular with voters. This month, supporters formed a human barricade outside the former cricket star's home to block police from detaining him. Global news, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Originals. Powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm John Hyland. This is Bloomberg